1395, Adelaide's 5AA. This is Leith Forest.
Nice to have you company on this Monday morning, sitting in for Matthew Pantelis, returning tomorrow. The news from 12, Jade Robren from 12:30. One of the great features of 5AA on a Monday is our state, where we get to find out more about the things that are going on in South Australia. And today we are discussing all about child protection, life without barriers, and the fact that this week is Foster and Kinship Carers Week. Joining me in the studio is Simone Mather, the Life Without Barriers SA Director. Simone, welcome to you.
Thanks, Lee.
And Deb Bills, who is a foster carer supported by Life Without Barriers. Lovely to meet you, Deb. Thanks for coming in as well.
Thank you, Lee.
It is nice to discuss this and find out more about it. We'll start with you, if we can, Simone, because I mentioned you are the SA director. Tell us about what you do at Life Without Barriers.
Yeah, surely. So like you mentioned, I'm the state director for Life Without Barriers in South Australia, and we run a number of programs in the foster care space, so family-based care, residential care, and alongside family preservation and reunification, some clinical services, and also Mockingbird Family.
So what kind of support does that entail?
So like I mentioned, we do have programs that are across the full spectrum of caring. So we support carers from the initial recruitment and assessment phases, the placement of children once they become registered carers, and then that day-to-day support across all types of care, emergency, short-term, long-term, respite and kinship care. So once a child's placed, we look at all elements of supporting that placement. So everything the family and the child needs, we're there to support. So that might look like training, in-home supports. We also have an after-hours hotline, so we can provide support 24 hours a day, education, psychological services, and then opportunities for carers to connect. So really we're about supporting where the family's at, what the child's needs are on every step of the journey.
So we hear about this a lot. It's been in the news of recent times. Is there, when it comes to carers, and I know we're going to speak to Deb about her experiences as a carer, can anyone be a carer?
There is a few criteria to become a foster carer, but then it's really quite diverse. So you have to be over 18. You have to have a stable space within your family home to have a child come and stay with you, and you need to be willing to undergo some background checks. But beyond that, it really is a diverse group of people that we're looking for. So we're really looking for people that can provide security, stability, love and care to a child within their home. So this can look like many things. You can have children or you've never had children. You can be single or partnered. From any culture, ethnicity, faith, sexuality, gender expression, well, happy, healthy people to provide care for children, because we're really looking for that right environment for children to thrive.
Yep.
And that can look like many different things.
So you don't have to be a particular demographic or part of society. Everyone, as long as you are heart's in the right place, head's in the right place, and you can provide that support.
Yep.
Go for it.
Yep, absolutely correct. Because we've got children with such diversity of needs that we need that same diversity reflected in our carer groups to be able to provide that good support for children.
We hear in the news the number of kids that need support. I would assume that with more kids, you might need more care. What are your numbers like? Do you need more carers, or where are you sitting with that?
Yeah, always need foster carers in South Australia, Leith, and that's reflected across the country too. So I think at the end of July, there was over 4,800 kids in care in South Australia. 85% of those sit in family-based care placements, and we really want to push that percentage closer to 90, 95% because we know the outcomes for kids within a family environment are much, much better, and that's where you can get the best outcomes. So we always need additional foster carers in South Australia.
You're listening to Simone Mather from Life Without Barriers, the SA Director. We are discussing Foster and Kinship Carers Week. Can we just go back a second? Life Without Barriers, can you explain that for people listening and what that means?
Sure. We're a big national not-for-profit organisation that provides a lot of out-of-home care services across the spectrum, like I mentioned before. So looking at family preservation and preventing children moving into care in the first place, and then the foster care sort of placement supports through to reunification when it's safe to return children home.
And you mentioned at the start all of the things that you do. I did peek when you said Mockingbird. Can you, what's that program about?
Yeah. This is a particular model of care that's unique to Life Without Barriers in South Australia, and it's about peer support. It's a really wonderful program, getting great outcomes, but it's about bringing together 6 to 10 families, so 6 to 10 foster families, and we call it a constellation, and they're supported by a hub home provider who's an experienced foster carer, who provides that peer support. So they do all the mentoring, coaching, emotional support, and most importantly, the respite for the children within that constellation. So that peer-to-peer support, well, we can provide support as a service provider, mm-hmm. that direct care experience that experienced foster carer provides into that constellation is so invaluable. We have great outcomes for the children. It's because it's really about building an extended family. So like sure. aunts, grandparents, close family, friends, we bring together those groups of people to be able to provide support on the day to day. Children really thrive in that extended care type environment, socially, emotionally, and academically. It allows them to build really strong connections amongst their peers, so the other kids in the constellation, but also with other trusted adults, so other really great role models in the other families, which is really good safeguarding mechanism as well. So, and that all leads to increased placement stability, which is what we're trying to achieve.
So Deb's here. We'll speak to Deb shortly. So you just don't throw them to the wolves either, do you? I'm sure there's a number of training seminars. There'd be a lot of, you know, you want to help support them as much as they are supporting the kids.
Absolutely. So that is our key role at Life Without Barriers, is to support those placements. So by supporting the carers, we're supporting the placement of the children. There's training from the get-go. So from the initial assessment all the way through when you first take a child, but then ongoing training and support throughout the caring journey. We also have a role called a carer ambassador, which is a unique role. So when you do start the application process to become a carer, we've got current carers at Life Without Barriers who, through their ambassador role, will meet with the applicant carers, answer any questions they've got, to provide that really practical, what does it mean to be a foster carer, and what, sure. what am I in for,
yeah.
and what's that going to look like? But also, more importantly, what do I need as a carer? What are the right questions to ask? How do I make sure that I've got everything I need to be able to accept a child into my home and provide a really stable placement?
So you mentioned anyone can do it, you know, age, sexuality, gender, all the rest of it. Are there any, and I know you talked about security checks too, any other requirements that people, do they have to have X amount of rooms available, or particular housing, or, you know, stability in family, or wide connected webs? What does that look like?
The really only key criteria is the willingness to undergo the background checks, but and also having that stable place or bedroom in the home for a young person, and then over the age of 18. And then really beyond that, we're looking at that diversity of people across the spectrum of you know, situations of what a contemporary family might look like.
So a person who's listening to you this morning and they're thinking, yep, that's something we've discussed as a family, we'd like to do that. Is it a long process?
Look, the assessment process is vigorous, as you can imagine. It's takes anywhere from that first phone call for about 6 to 9 months to work through that process. So the best thing you could do is to jump on our website, lwb.org.au. There's a little quiz on there that asks you a number of questions, and that sort of helps frame up if you're ready to take that next step.
Yep.
And there's also a phone number on there that you can actually ring someone and have a conversation with a real person to be able to explore, am I ready for this caring journey and what that might look like.
We've had Deb just sitting there, just waiting patiently, waiting for her chance. We're going to unleash her just after the break. But just as we get to the break, people like Deb, I mean, it takes a special person, doesn't it, to put their hands up and reach out.
And that's why this week is so important, this Foster and Kinship Carer Week, to recognise the invaluable contribution our foster and kinship carers are making to our children in South Australia. I don't think we recognise that enough, but this week in particular is about raising awareness of the wonderful, wonderful work these carers do across our state every single day, and to make sure that we can continue to find those people within the community to care for some of our children when they can't live at home safely.
It's amazing the work you do. It's amazing the work that people like Deb does. And as I say, we'll speak to Deb in a second too, because they're so, it's such a valuable resource, isn't it, for kids that may be doing it tough and may not have had a chance. And now people like yourself, Life Without Barriers come along, Deb comes along. She sat there patiently. She's chomping to get onto the mic. We're going to speak to her in just 1 second. We'll find out firsthand what it's like to be a foster carer who is supported by Life Without Barriers. Deb's going to join us next. Simone Mather is here, Life Without Barriers SA Director, as we celebrate and we recognise and we educate people all about Foster and Kinship Carers Week. A short break and we'll be back shortly with Deb.
Join Jade Robren in the studio every afternoon with 5AA's live video stream. Thanks to Foodland. With more stores close to home and everyday low prices, great food lives at Foodland. The mighty South Aussies.
Did you know that ancient Romans considered a large, noisy funeral to be a symbol of wealth? At Simplicity Funerals, we believe a funeral needn't cost the earth to mean the world. It pays to keep things simple. Simplicityfunerals.com.au.
My fellow weeds, we shall fight them in the flower beds and between the pavers. We shall prevail!
Stop weeds from invading your space. Yates Zero Triple Strike penetrates, accelerates and terminates weeds.
New Zealand. Spectacular, safe and friendly. The perfect destination for a magical getaway. Right now, Holiday Wonders Mitcham have an exclusive 17-day fully inclusive package. It's our best deal ever. Save up to $980 per couple. Fly direct from Adelaide with Air New Zealand, touring North and South Islands with meals, accommodation and so much included, with more highlights than any comparable New Zealand holiday. Call now or visit holidaywonders.com.au. Holiday Wonders, Belair Road, Mitcham.
Who can fix the shower?
Service today.
Who can fix the power?
Service today.
Yes, we can, is what we say. Service today.
From emergency plumbing to electrical and heating and cooling, no matter what size job you need, at Service Today, the answer will always be yes, we can. It's Service Today guaranteed or it's free.
Can you fix the shower?
Yes, we can.
Can you fix the power?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can, is what we say. Service today.
Look out for our bright yellow trucks.
How far would you go for your dream kitchen? And how far would you go to not deal with organising all the trades? How about 15 minutes up the freeway to Balhanna Kitchens by Design? To the largest showroom in the Adelaide Hills. Custom build your dream with our award-winning designers. Plus, we can manage the installation and all sub-trades at a fixed price. Balhanna Kitchens by Design. It's not too far to go to make your dream a reality. BalhannaKitchens.com.au.
At Arana, we believe everyone should live the life of their choice. That's why we create opportunities for people with disability to live as independently as possible. Our homes are safe, welcoming, and above all, supportive, where people can learn daily living skills, make friends, and get more out of life. We support people with an NDIS plan for a short stay or in their forever home. For independent living, make your home with Arana. Visit aranaonline.com.au. Arana, creating opportunities.
Here at 5AA, we're all about supporting local. Circare Clinical Research Alliance in Adelaide is looking for people who experience migraines and headaches for a clinical trial. Visit painmedsa.com and click research today.
There's always something you can WEA. We have hundreds of courses available, from bookkeeping to balloon animals. It's a giraffe. Visit wea-sa.com.au to browse the course guide today.
Leith Forest on 1395, Adelaide's 5AA.
13 minutes to 12. Our stake this morning, we are discussing all about the week that is for foster and kinship carers. We've just heard from Simone Mather, who is the Life Without Borders South Australia Director, and giving us all the information that we need to know, the incredible work that she and her organisation does, which doesn't survive and doesn't exist without amazing people like Deb. Deb Bills is a foster carer who is supported by Life Without Barriers. She raced to microphone two and said, put me on. She's on. Lovely. I'm only stirring. Lovely to see you, Deb. Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
I'm sure people talk to you about it a lot because you are, whilst I guess Simone is the nuts and bolts of how it all works, you are front line. So we get to see it from your point of view. What inspired you? What was the reason you wanted to become a foster carer?
Well, thanks, Lee. Firstly, I'm a big sister. I've got six siblings, so I grew up with special family connections. Now my partner and I have got a home with lots of space and a really strong family and friends community that supports us as foster carers. So imagine too, I remember now my grandmas cared for others. Mm-hmm. They were teachers, nurses and foster carers. So I feel really proud as a grandma. That's what I'm doing.
Well done. So big family yourself and you're paying it forward. So we hear about the term carer all the time. What does that look like? What do you do as a carer?
Okay. What I see I do as a carer is give other families, communities and their children reassurance that we're supporting their young people at a time when they need it. And that includes helping the kids discover being comfortable in their own skin, revisiting, looking at what trust and safety looks like, and staying connected to their family and community.
Sure. If it's not too personal to ask, your partner, Adam, mm-hmm. do you guys have your own kids?
Well, actually, I've been co-parented with Adam for probably just under 40 years.
Wow.
So we've got three gorgeous adult children that are Adam's biological kids.
Yep.
And we've got six amazing grandchildren who all work with us in foster care.
So I'm interested in that. How does that work, the trickle-down effect? So you sign up, but yep. so does your family. How do they enjoy being part of all of that?
Well, they're not officially signed up,
yep.
but what happened when we were talking and thinking about doing foster care, we went to our friends and family and said, how would you support us? And to be honestly, it was amazing the things they came up with.
Mm.
So we've got all this support around us.
How good's that? That's what you need. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely what you need. What about what you provide? So you're a carer, you look after these children, you provide. What does that look like? What kind of things are you doing?
Okay, so we've got a house with gum trees and kookaburras
yep.
and lizards. So we've got a safe place to play. And we've got a place that's got lots of little nooks and crannies. So kids can come in and find a spot, feel connected, meet our grandchildren who help them learn to trust us. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things about coming in, and we do a lot of emergency respite, the kids don't want to be with us. They don't know us. They miss our family. They feel ashamed. So it's all about working to give them what they need in that moment to help them grow.
It's amazing what you do. I mentioned this to you off air before we started this too. I think it's genetic. I don't know whether it's because you're from a big family, you're just a good egg, but there must be, why do you do it? I mean, there's a lot of people who are thankful, you know, we're listening to you now, and there would be some families who would be saying, you know, I'd love to do that. There'd be others who are saying, I don't think I could take that on myself. Why do you do it? What do you get out of it?
Well, being really candid, I know what it's like to lose a parent at a young age. My siblings and I, we helped each other get through that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's part of, we want to be part of making the community a safer place for families, for culture, for all those things that make Australia great.
Mm, super rewarding for you.
Yes.
Yep.
Incredibly tiring, but super rewarding, and makes me really proud.
What about, and again, we've met for 20 minutes. You seem like an amazing lady. What, I guess there's challenges, though, that come with that?
Oh, yeah. In the beginning, we've become Mockingbird. Simone mentioned Mockingbird Hub Home Providers. In the beginning, my partner Adam thought he was just supporting me. What he actually has talked about quite openly is foster care is his new vocation. He loves that, and he's a gentleman. That's yep. what we want children to be around. So it's all about all of that for us. It's a natural progression. Our grandees, the youngest is now 13, the oldest is 23.
Mm-hmm.
So we're role modelling the values of family connection that we want them to grow up with.
Grandchildren's 20. What, do you have kids when you were 15?
Well, that's what Adam says.
Deb. What was Deb Bills like before being a carer versus Deb Bills now? What do you think you've grown as a person? What do you, have you changed, do you think, during that time?
Well, I'd like to say that I'm calmer, but the jury's out on that. But in terms of, I retired from a HR role, so it was still about working with people, helping people understand what supported them and what they could do.
Mm-hmm.
But in foster care, it's a whole realm
sure.
of mixing, learning, growing. And I've learned to be proud of my different way of thinking, the innovation I bring to problem solving, whereas at school that was a bit of a struggle for me.
Yep. And you, I'm guessing too that when you look not just at the change in yourself, but you look at the change in kids too, you'd be able to see that there's the reward for your hard work and for your love and your dedication there in front of you. There's physical evidence of it.
It just fills your heart. It fills your heart. And you remember that for the days when it's not so good, the challenge. We love being part of family reunification.
Yep.
But we had a delightful little chickie who was with us for 10 months. It's hard because they're in your heart. Mm. But we find ways not to intrude, but once a year we send a card or shout the family to a show.
Yep.
And we just say, we're happy to know you.
What do you say to people who are thinking of taking the first step? People who are listening to you and saying, you know what? Deb's a good egg. I want to do that. So what do you suggest to them?
I can't wait for my family to ring and razz me, thanks, Lee. But I say join us. Life Without Barriers provides an amazing foster care community and we make a difference every day. And there's, as Simone has mentioned, there's training, there's 24-hour support for not only the young person and the family, but for ourselves. And it's about, that's all about specific to what we need at the moment. Chat with your family, chat with the people that will support you. And I just continue to be amazed at the different ways neighbours and others make suggestions to support us. Can we do this? Here's an apple pie we made. Can we do your green waste dumping? Just call 1300 592 227.
Wow, you worded her up on the phone number too. I love that. Beautifully done, Deb. Simone, lovely to meet you as well. It's incredible work that both of you do. Frontline and, as we say, all of the support behind. Give us the number again if people want to know more information, Deb.
1300 592 227.
Well done. It's very special what people like Deb do. Simone, you too. Thank you so much for coming in. I hope the week is great for you, gets the awareness and recognition that people need, and continue the good work.
Great. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Simone Mather is Life Without Barriers, South Australian director. And Deb Beals, she's got a radio career in front of her. I'm sure of that. Foster carer supported by Life Without Barriers. Thanks for your company this morning. Matthew Pantelis, all things going well. Returning tomorrow from 9 o'clock. Jade Robren coming up from 12:30. And very shortly, we will head to the newsroom of Channel 7 to get the latest news for you on this Monday, the 11th of September. Have a great morning.